Chris, what were the contributing factors that led to a 5-0 deficit in the opening 40 minutes?
Well, I think a couple things. We didn't capitalize on our early opportunities that we had in the first period, especially the McDavid line. Spent a lot of time in the offensive zone, just didn't capitalize, and that set us back. And then we also had a couple power plays, and we don't capitalize on our two power plays. They score on theirs, and it just snowballed from there.
What's the primary lesson after a game like this?
Just we have to play hard the whole time. I thought we came out hard, and just the mistakes that we made were too costly. Just they're able to get that puck to the slot for the first goal against, where we're all in good positions, but just it's got to be harder for them to make that play. So yeah, I think tonight we didn't make many mistakes, but when we did, they were big ones, and they capitalized on them. And it was unfair for Stu. I'm not sure any of those chances he's gonna have, but I think the chances we gave were too big.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.